Happy 2018. It's 1:46. Yeah, I guess I'll get out of bed now. It's like fucking 3 degrees outside. And what am I gonna do? It's New Year's Day. I was up late. Didn't even go out. We just had friends over. Watched the ball drop. Watched Mariah. I thought she did fine. She's Mariah Carey. She's great. I don't know. I didn't even think it was so bad last year. She was they fucked up, and she was like, "What the fuck?" And then this year they still fucked up. They're like, "Where's my fucking tea?" It's 18 degrees out. I'm barely dressed, and I got to sing Hero. But that was, and now it's over. I don't know, watch the ball drop. We were going to go watch it in the park, but fuck that noise. It's cold as shit. So watch some fireworks from the roof. Do fireworks in Central Park. But, yeah. Then I watched 2 episodes of Black Mirror and stayed up till like 4 in the morning. And now here we are. So, I don't know. I don't drink, so I don't really even... If I drank, I'd get up this late, and I don't drink. If I drank, I would never get up. I would get up at 5 o'clock at night, have a sandwich, and start drinking again. Which is pretty much how I lived when I was drinking. But, oof, that'd be rough. But I like the... I'm not anti-drinking. I like people drinking around me. I want people to have fun. So, but I'm glad I'm... New Year's Eve. The desperation that people have to have fun. So have fun. Have fun other days, too. So maybe New Year's Eve isn't such a fucking crazy rush. Like, I gotta have fun tonight. And you don't have to. Why don't you have fun on Wednesday? Wednesday's a great day for fun. There's less people doing it. Which is better. I never... my whole life, whenever we wanted to go to a bar, be like, "Hey, look at this bar. It's nice." The people would be like, "There's not enough people in it." I want some people. I don't want it to be empty. But I end up talking to my friends. What am I going to... I'm going to talk to the strangers? Oh, you're going to meet girls. I never... It doesn't... Maybe... that happens a lot for other people, but most of the time, don't meet any girls. Or whoever you're trying to meet. Nobody wants to meet anybody. Everybody's with the people they want to meet. They already met them. I mean, in college, maybe. But even then, it's like you know them from somewhere. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's see what's in the news. New Year's Eve in Times Square generates 50 tons of trash. I guess it's all those Planet Fitness hats. What are you going to do with those after it's over? You throw them on the ground. And I don't think you could do much. When I was 20 years old, I went to Times Square to watch the ball drop. Just for, I don't know, some friends, we wanted to go. Got drunk. Go there. You get fucking nasty looks when you try to smoke weed in there because people have families. It's a bunch of families. It's not like a real party atmosphere. But don't just throw shit on the ground. Clean up after yourself. 50 tons of trash. That's too much. Teen murders family members on New Year's Eve. Aw, man. Why are you going to do that on New Year's Eve, man? Is a New Jersey 16-year-old New Jersey boy gunned down his parents, sister, and a family friend just before midnight. Turning the family home into a bloodbath that his brother and grandfather managed to escape. Well, again, why do you got to do it on New Year's Eve? It's a nice party time. People come over the house. And then I guess you got to get everybody together. That's true, but just like a family friend. I'm not pro murder, but I just watched the Menendez Law and Order, the Menendez Brothers Law and Order. So I'm thinking this kid might have had a reason. He might have had a reason. I'm saying if everybody in that he gunned down molested him, he's fine. That's the Menendez brothers did. They didn't get off though, so I don't think it looks good for this. He's probably this kid's in trouble. I'm sure he'll spend the rest of his life in jail and or in some kind of facility. That's a lot of. Let's see. At least 30 underage drinkers spent part of New Year's Day in Wanaka writing essays for police in order to avoid $250 fine. I would rather pay the fine, but I guess these kids. This is in New Zealand. New Zealand, you could drink at 18, I guess, because it's 14, which is, that's more acceptable. 21. I say you make driving age 21, make drinking age 16. I'd rather have 16-year-olds drinking than driving. They can't, and that makes sense. Yeah, driving at 20, because teenagers driving is fucking scary. You're drinking, they're going to do that anyway. But they had to write an essay. What's worse than having to write an essay? If they offered that to me, if the cops were like, "Listen, you're going to jail. You just murdered somebody for talking in the movies," which we get, we understand, but it's still illegal. Now you can write an essay about why that is wrong, or you're gonna go to jail for you're gonna have to go to trial, and we'll see how long you go to jail for. I'll take my chances. I think I can get a jury to let me off because that essay sounds brutal. I'm not gonna brutal. That's like a Bill Burr word. Sorry, Bill Burr, to use brutal. I know this is a short one, but it's New Year's Day. I'm gonna go. There's not much news. Nobody. It's all. People got drunk, and now they're sleeping it off. See you tomorrow. We love you.